Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff is down.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, October 13th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So as if you needed another reason not to build or buy a tiny home, here is Melinda Crichton's story. She's building a tiny home, and she's looking for a place where she can put it permanently once it's finished. And under the cover of night, somebody steals it. Someone steals her tiny home. She calls the police, and the police found her home about a few miles from where it was stolen. This is why you do not put a trailer hitch on your home. All right, guys, let's get to today's headlines. First, amidst a daily barrage of WikiLeaks emails, the Clinton campaign has decided to try and change the narrative yet again. This time by unleashing four women who claim to have been sexually assaulted by Donald Trump. We'll discuss each and tell you how credible these women actually are. Also, as the GOP seems to be tearing further and further apart as a result of Donald Trump's candidacy, there may come a time when you as a voter need to choose sides. So, which side of the political cafeteria will you be sitting on? And we'll bring you the latest from the newest batch of Clinton Associates emails being released today by WikiLeaks. You don't want to miss what we found so far. All that plus we'll recap the WikiLeaks findings so far this week and get you caught up to speed on those. We'll talk briefly about the debate next Wednesday. We have the just released topics from Fox News, not WikiLeaks, and you'll never guess where King Obama wants to go. Some of you may think he's already there. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on The Rhino Report. But let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I hope you were standing for that, as I was. Colin Kaepernick wouldn't, but we do. We're good Americans, we're good patriots, we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. All right, you got to check out RhinoReport.com, RhinoReport.com, two new articles. There's some new Rhino rants, some new videos. There's a Contact Me page. You can talk to me. It goes right to my email. You can check us out on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. At Rhino on Air, we're there just about all day and all night. We don't sleep here. We don't sleep. Or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. Like us, poke us, share us, all sorts of cool things you can do on Facebook. I'm finally getting the hang of it. Finally getting the hang of Facebook. And as always, you can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com.
This report is brought to you by FEMA and the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes. No matter where you live, natural disasters can strike at any time. Right now, it's hurricane season, when tropical storms and hurricanes can bring dangerous, costly flooding and wind damage along the coast and inland. So take the time to protect your home and property today and get hurricane strong. Leslie Chapman Henderson, CEO, Federal Alliance for Safe Homes.
More than half of U.S. homeowners are without adequate property insurance to make complete financial recovery after a hurricane.
So with peak hurricane season underway, it's vital that families not only have an emergency preparedness plan for safety, but a financial plan to help them build back, bounce back, and recover quickly from a worst-case scenario. Contact your insurance company for an insurance checkup today and invest in flood insurance. That way, you'll be protected the next time tropical or severe weather strikes.
Know your risk and have a plan. Get hurricane strong. For more information, visit ready.gov or flash.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. I told you yesterday I'm kind of fighting off these allergies, and I'm all loaded up with Claritin and Nasacort. I should be good to go today. No rude interruptions. Big shout-out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio right now on the Liberty feed, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, there always, as it is also on StreamingTalkRadio.com, 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday. And if you missed a live show, KLRNRadio.com at night, midnight Eastern, and you can catch all the old episodes. I mentioned yesterday, hashtag the Redcoats, one of my favorite episodes in the last 3 or 4 months. Love that episode. That's on your favorite podcasting site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. All right, so, you know what, first of all, going back to this first story we did, who lives in these tiny houses? It's like 300 square feet. That's not enough just to encompass my bathroom activities. I can't imagine who could live in these tiny, tiny homes. And then they hook them onto these trucks and they drive them all over the country. And they're hooked onto like F-150s and Sierra 1500s. Those trucks cannot take that kind of weight. I mean, I've owned all those trucks. And they got to kill the transmissions on those trucks. These things are so heavy. If you want to live in a small little house, buy a nice little RV. They're maybe just a tick more expensive, but they're lighter. They're better on gas. They're made small with all the different efficiencies you need, and the weird cabinets that become tables and drawers that become, I don't know, whatever. So these tiny homes, the shows are all over. They're all over the place. I don't know why people buy them or build them or whatever. It's kind of stupid if you ask me, but I guess if that's your thing. See, I always thought the goal was to make a lot of money and buy a big house and have lots of property. I always thought that was the goal. I guess I'm mistaken with this. Tonight, I told you to follow me on Twitter. I won't be on Twitter tonight because it is the opening game for my New York Islanders. So I will be off of social media for a couple hours, but you can still follow me. I'd appreciate that. Finally, it's hockey season. It's back. I wait all summer for it. I sweat, and I got the air conditioning on. So hockey season's back. That's a good thing. And getting to these WikiLeaks, these Podesta emails, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and today is 6, I am aware that 6 is out today, all right? And I've done a lot of research into these emails so far today. However, they released the emails like an hour and a half before the show starts. So it's very hard to read through 2,000 pages of emails and have everything as an aggregate right here in front of me. Believe it or not, these shows do take some prep time. It can take up to 3 or 4 hours to prep for one show. And sometimes there is just not enough time to look at all of the emails. So I'll get to a few during the breaks and read a few more and bring you what I find from those. What I have found so far is, nothing short of disturbing. There are some very disturbing emails there. And we'll talk about a couple of them, and we'll make some inferences that I think law enforcement might make also. But before we get to those, I read an interesting article on Fox News today. It was on foxnews.com, and it was talking about how divided the House is becoming. Those who are siding with Paul Ryan versus those who are siding with Donald Trump. And it says there are some people who even called for Donald Trump to drop out of the race in light of this video, this Billy Bush garbage video from whatever it was, last Friday, but yet are still on his side. Now that he said he's not dropping out, they're still on his side. And you can equate this to like every cafeteria in the United States, every high school. There's the cool kids table, and then there's the not so cool kids table. So who are the cool kids? Which ones are the cool kids? I think those sitting at Trump's lunch table. You know, not the ones sitting at Paul Ryan's lunch table. There's no question it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump appeals to the everyman. He energizes voters. He brings people in from all walks of life. We talked about shoulder to shoulder, how Trump supporters stand. He brings in voters from across the aisle. He throws PC out the window. That's what the cool kids do. Paul Ryan, he represents the old guard, business as usual, cozy relationships with big donors. He stands for everything Donald Trump doesn't. Let me put it this way. Donald Trump is Vinny from Welcome Back, Kotter, while Paul Ryan is like Vice Principal Woodman. That's how the two are. Paul Ryan, he has his moments, but for the most part, he's kind of a bad guy. Not a guy you really want to be all that loyal to, because he won't be loyal to you. You know, Trump's lunch table might not get straight A's. They may be a little loud. They may even get into trouble from time to time. But it's the fun table. It's the table your parents told you not to sit at, which is precisely why you want to sit at it. You know, Billy Joel once sang, "I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun." Doesn't that apply to Donald Trump? He may not be perfect, but he's more fun. He's the fun candidate. He's not the business as usual. But don't for a second think that Paul Ryan is the saint in this comparison. He's not. He's barely a conservative. He's just a rubber stamp for King Obama. And he lectures to all of us while he's winking and nodding to the big money globalists. That's what Paul Ryan does. And to be fair, to be 100% fair, if the GOP loses, let's say, 17 to 20 seats in the House this election, he's done. Paul Ryan's goose will be cooked. So if you're still on that fence about which table to sit at, you have 26 days to figure it out. In the meantime, I'll save you a seat. I'll save you a seat there. I think it's interesting how the House is being torn apart. And this may be the first place where we start to see the fraying of the Republican Party as we know it. And it's a long time coming. We can say we're the party of Lincoln. We can say that all we want. The truth is, we're sort of a shell of what that party was. They stood for a lot of good things, and we stand for a lot of good things now. And I'm not saying it wasn't corrupt back then. It was corrupt, and it's even more corrupt now. The Republican Party, as we know it, is done. It's done. We'll get through this year. We'll probably get through the next interim elections. And then after that, before 2020, there will be something else on the rise. Will it be a major player in 2020? Probably not. But you can't start as a major player. We, as a nation, did not start as a major player. We started as 3% of the population rising up against the crown. That is a very small percentage. You have 40% of the American public out there right now does not want business as usual, whether it's Hillary Clinton or whether it's Paul Ryan. Do not want business as usual. 40% is a big number. You're talking about 40% of 350 million people. You're talking about, you know, big numbers here. It's not 3% anymore. The 3% has grown. The Battle of Lexington and Concord is now upon us, but in a much different way. All right, we're going to keep going with this for a little while, and then we're going to talk about Donald Trump's busy day yesterday with four women coming out of the woodwork accusing him of sexual assault. We'll go over these accusations and whether or not they're credible when we come back. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you.
Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh baked hot homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
All right, welcome back to today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Like we said yesterday, Governor Mike Huckabee said it best. The establishment Republicans are not scared Donald Trump's going to lose. They're scared he's going to win. He disrupts the entire apple cart, and they cannot have that. These are a lot of people who made more money inside of government than ever made in the private sector. And let's be honest, for the most part, they're not representatives. In some areas there are, and there's 538 people that represent us, but for the most part, they're not the original representatives. The people who were business owners in their area, that were landowners, that created jobs, drove the economy locally, maybe, just people who were local, who were really entrenched in the community. These representatives, they become entrenched because they want to run. That's why they do it. You no longer have a cobbler say, you know what, maybe I'll leave my business to my children and go represent my area for a few years and then come back to my business. No, once we get there, that's it. We stay. We don't leave because we make too much money while we're there. Big issue. And I know locally, a lot of places have this same issue with their local legislatures. Here on Long Island, they consistently vote themselves pay raises, our local legislators. Originally, it was a job that paid $8,000 a year. It was a part-time job. You were a county legislator. Now it pays $75,000 a year to meet once a week? Really? And that's the problem. It's money. It is. It's money that we give them. And we can't expect them to vote themselves out of a job. They'll never do it. Never in a million years will they do it. It will take a convention of the states to get term limits. That's the only way it can happen. Hopefully, Donald Trump really
doesn't just disrupt the apple cart, but he just throws it over. Like a Bobby Knight throwing stuff all over the place. Because that's what it needs. That's what it really needs. Republicans and Democrats alike. And these two independents. That caucus with the Democrats. We'll just call them Democrats. Sometimes the independents are more liberal than the Democrats. All right, so Donald Trump yesterday, he had a bad day. Yeah, he had a bad day. He had a busy day. Mainstream media can't wait to jump on this kind of stuff. Four women accuse him of sexual misconduct. Not that this was coordinated at all, right? Not at all. All four just happened to do it on the same day. If this doesn't have Hillary Clinton's fingerprints all over it, I don't know what does. Now, the New York Times has two women that they have in their article today that are outing Donald Trump as being a sexual deviant of some sort. This Jessica Leeds, 74 years old, says Donald Trump felt her up on a plane 30 years ago. 30 years ago! What were you waiting for? And then she says in this interview, well, it's the culture I grew up in, and we were taught that as women, we were always wrong. Who is this lady? Now, just a point of fact. Donald Trump sits in first class, correct? I mean, I would think when he flies on a commercial plane. I don't believe the armrests come up in first class. I have never been, let me put it this way, I've never been in a first class seat that has armrests that move. Now, 30 years ago, very possible. Not saying it's not possible. She's saying he lifted the armrest, it disappeared. It vanished into thin air, like a David Copperfield thing. And then he started feeling her and putting his hand on her skirt. And she was fine with being felt up top, but it was the bottom where she had a problem. But then again, I just don't recall first class armrests moving. If you do, please let me know. Generally, they don't. You know, a search on Google, all right, and I retweeted this on my timeline on Twitter, just shows, and take this for what it's worth, a Jessica Leeds that lives in New York City, happens to be the same hometown and same name as the person accusing Donald Trump here of sexual assault 30 years ago, the same name, happens to have the same phone number as the William Jefferson Clinton Foundation at 77 Water Street in New York City. Coincidence? I don't know. You tell me. Look it up yourself. Just putting it out there and letting you know. There's the same phone number because the phone number just happened to appear in a WikiLeaks email yesterday. Very, very interesting. Now, Donald Trump has said he has submitted evidence to the New York Times to discredit this allegation, as well as the one we'll talk about after the break, and the New York Times is not accepting his evidence. There is collusion in front of our eyes. They don't even care if it's behind our backs anymore. They don't even care. They will do anything, say anything, print anything to make sure Hillary Rodham Clinton gets to the White House. What does now mainstream media have to hide in addition to Obama and Hillary?
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time, on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never falling. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night. Sizzling steaks. Luscious fish entrees. Yummy Italian specialties. And the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value. Deliciousness. Italian family specialties. Friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We're talking about Donald Trump's busy day yesterday. Very busy day. We have these four women just crawl out of the woodwork looking to accuse Donald Trump of sexually assaulting them. Just so happens, the first one, the 74-year-old Jessica Leeds, just so happens a person by the name of Jessica Leeds, who's 74, from New York City, has a My Life profile page with her phone number listed. Just, well, it's the same as the Clinton Foundation. Same phone number. So I think we can scratch that one off the list. What else do we have? We have a few of them here. We have, here's another one. We have Rachel Crooks. Rachel Crooks, a very fitting last name, by the way, for someone associated with the Clinton family. She says Donald Trump kissed her directly on the mouth while waiting for an elevator. This is in the New York Times article in Trump Tower, I guess, 2005. She goes, "I was so upset that he thought I was so insignificant that he could do that." So then why wait 11 years? Why wait 11 years? And do you think? Now, I know Donald Trump may not be the smartest person in the world. I get that. But do you think he would kiss somebody on the mouth while married in front of an elevator in his building? That doesn't make any sense to me. He's smarter than that. So insignificant. They're trying to line these women up. What they're trying to do is they're trying to line them up so that everything you're hearing, whether it be from the New York Times or People Magazine, or wherever you're going to hear it, with these women coming forward, it goes in line with what we heard last Friday on those Billy Bush Access Hollywood tapes. That's what they're trying to do here. And we'll continue, and I'll show you why. Now, Trump's lawyers have sent the New York Times a letter demanding a retraction and an apology. The problem is it's so hard in this day and age, especially when you put yourself out there as a public figure, to claim or prove libel and slander. Very, very hard. So essentially, these papers and mainstream media have carte blanche to do with you what they wish. That's what they get to do, because it's so hard to prove that when you are a public figure. Again, the Trump campaign is saying they have provided evidence to New York Times, and New York Times kind of told them to go take a hike. Well, we knew they were going to say that anyway. I guess Donald Trump didn't have veto power over this Times article, the same veto power that Hillary Clinton gets. I mean, that's just according to WikiLeaks. Who knows if that's true or not, right? Yeah, it's all true. It's all true. Now, you have two more yesterday. One was in the Palm Beach Post, this 36-year-old Mindy McGivory. So I guess she was, says Trump groped her during a concert at Mar-a-Lago in 2003. So I guess she was, about 23 years old at the time, and Donald Trump groped her. She said she chose to stay quiet. Yeah, they all choose to stay quiet. But here's the thing. If it was anybody else, any kind of person who was a political figure, maybe you would wait a little bit to see just how high they go, to see just how much they'll pay you off to shut up. Now, you take someone like Donald Trump, who has billions and billions of dollars in assets, has tons of cash on hand, why would you wait 11 years, 30 years, why would you wait all this time? 12 years, whatever it may be, 13 years. Why do you wait? Go for the payout. Because it's not true. And here's the thing. They know we won't go after a sexual assault victim. They know we won't do it. But they forget we're deplorable. We're deplorable. We'll do it now. She gave us carte blanche to do whatever we want under the guise of being deplorable. So yeah, I gotta tell you, I don't believe it. Now, in most instances, being a former law enforcement officer, when someone comes to you and says they have been sexually assaulted, you believe them. It's called trust and then verify. You trust that they were assaulted, you bring them to a hospital, and then you start an investigation. You verify. The problem is, the verification process here is very, very hard on claims that are over a decade old. Especially when it was, he just kissed me. How do you prove that? Now, he can prove he didn't. I'm sure he has cameras in Trump Tower on the elevators. I'm almost positive they're there. He could just release video of saying, hey, listen, I was never with this person ever. And maybe he did. To the New York Times, they just told them no. They don't care. Last night, People magazine reporter Natasha Stoyanov says she was accosted by Trump in 2005. He pinned her against a wall and forced his tongue down her throat. Does that sound similar to that Billy Bush tape a little bit? You can kiss whoever you want. I just start kissing them. So they're putting out these people with these stories that just happen to go in line with that Billy Bush tape, trying to prove a pattern. Hillary Clinton is a lawyer. People around her are lawyers. I have a few friends who are lawyers. Nah, they're okay people. Some are good, some are bad. She's bad, all right? They are trying to prove this pattern. She felt slighted. She felt it was a low blow when Donald Trump showed up with the four women at that debate. She didn't like it. She put on that fake smile. It's a terrible, terrible fake smile. It looks like she's trying to go to the bathroom. It's horrible. But she felt really slighted there, and that's why this is happening now. She did open the door with the Alicia Machado thing, and you knew at that point we were going to go downhill. There was no recovering from that. They felt, the Clinton camp felt, by opening the door, a man cannot win the battle when it comes to being accused of sexual assault. What they happen to forget is that her husband won the battle when it came to sexual assault. He got to keep his presidency. He was impeached but never found guilty. He lost his law license. Who cares? He made $16 million a year with Laureate University. He won. They didn't think Donald Trump was going to win, but they forgot we're deplorable. Here's the irony, guys. Her husband's been accused of far worse. You know? And she's standing up to be a champion of women. Get these women's voices out. The ones who were assaulted by Donald Trump. But she'll step on the ones who accuse her husband of doing far worse. Far worse. He didn't stick his tongue down their throats. I'll leave it at that. All right. When we come back, we'll finish up on this just a little bit, and then we got to get to WikiLeaks. We have to go through the past, the present, the future. It's coming in at a mile a minute. I mean, I've read more emails in the last 4 days than I've read in my entire life. And I'll try to break it all down and make it real simple for you when we come back. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
All right, guys. While I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, so the big question is how will these four women's accusations against Donald Trump, how will they affect the polls or the outcome, right? That's the big question. And now there's a reason we're not doing our poll dancing today on Thursday, and that's because every single poll right now is just everything is up in the air. There's no good polling out there. Nothing is catching what happened yesterday, the day before. So we're just not doing it today. There'd be no good reason to show you polls where Donald Trump is up here or down there. It wouldn't make any sense. Things need to level out, and who knows if they ever will with the WikiLeaks thing. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Now, Bill Clinton's past transgressions, they may be baked into the polls already. People have already accepted it, and they've moved on. They know he's a horn dog. He's a pervert. Everyone knows that. That's a well-accepted fact across the planet, not just here. Now, will the general public find these four women, their stories too coincidental and too planned? Probably. You know, look too much like, look over here, change the narrative type thing. Yeah, people are starting to catch on to that, and a lot of that is because they just don't trust mainstream media anymore. And that's proven everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. I think the electorate at this point is onto her games. So, we'll see. Let's get to WikiLeaks. This is big stuff. Now, I don't condone what WikiLeaks does. I've said that in the past. However, the only way we seem to get a fair shake around here is through WikiLeaks. We can't trust mainstream media or quote-unquote journalists, investigative journalists, to do it anymore. They won't do it. So WikiLeaks is the best we have. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Now, Friday before the Billy Bush tape came out, because they had to get the narrative off of this, Friday we learned Hillary Clinton is for open borders, not even an open border, open hemisphere. Open hemisphere. 600 million people. rapists, drug dealers, MS-13, all these gangs flooding into our country. 600 million of them. So she's okay with that. And she says you have to take a public position and a private position. And she says this during her speech to the big banks. This is what I tell the little people, and this is what I tell you. This is what I think when I'm with them. This is what I think when I'm with you, the guys with the big wallets. That was Friday. And then we had the Billy Bush tape, the Access Hollywood tape. That came out just afterwards. Now, all week we have seen more WikiLeaks dumps. But mainstream media has refused, absolutely refused to cover them. We heard that Hillary Clinton is beginning to hate everyday Americans. That was in the WikiLeaks dump from her director of communications. We saw Donna Brazile, the former CNN commentator that's now the interim head of the DNC, who took over for Debbie Was a Man Schultz, that she had town hall questions that she gave to Hillary about the death penalty. This concerns me. And the very next day, oh, lo and behold, a question at the town hall about the death penalty. Yeah. And the title, the subject of that email, was "From Time to Time I Get Debate Questions in Advance." That was the title, the subject of the email, "From Time to Time I Get These in Advance." But no, she says, I never get that stuff in advance. Who am I to get that stuff in advance? Lying. All collusion. John Harwood, who just so happened to be the moderator, CNBC anchor or host on CNBC, moderator at a Republican primary debate, laughing with John Podesta about the questions he asked Donald Trump about, is this a comic book candidacy? Then we heard Jen Palmieri yesterday and John Podesta talking about a Catholic spring and how the religion of Catholicism has been bastardized. Bastardized. I can talk today. Absolutely unacceptable. And then we hear, through these WikiLeaks, Hillary knows that the Saudis and Qatar have been funding ISIS. Funding ISIS. Well, guess what we learned today? Qatar gave Bill Clinton a check for $1 million for his birthday. So she's taking money from Qatar, taking money from Saudi Arabia, they're funding ISIS, and then they're giving Bill Clinton a $1 million birthday check. That was in today's WikiLeaks. Subject line to John Podesta today. Aide who accused Bill Clinton of groping her in White House claims Hillary Clinton is the war on women. She enabled his behavior. The response to this title, guess what it was? It says, we know that to be true. Again, this is today's WikiLeaks dump. You have another one. Emails to people on the Clinton team about Super PAC board members. Who they think should be on the Super PAC board. That, my friends, is not legal. Campaigns cannot have any contact with PACs. Big no-no right there in today's WikiLeaks. We talked about the $1 million Qatar gave Bill Clinton. Just for his birthday. That's all. Just a little present for pervert Bill. $1 million. No one gives me those kinds of presents. There's possible evidence in today's WikiLeaks of pay for play. There's a line in one of them that says the Clintons won't forget what their friends have done for them. Pay for play. And then for some odd reason, there is a reference on February 9th of 2016 of Wet Works, just 4 days prior to Justice Scalia passing away. This, I thought, was fishy from the beginning. Wet Works to a law enforcement officer or to someone in the FBI? Wet Works? That's an assassination. That's what the term is used for. Now, whether they're talking about that or not, Scalia's name is not mentioned. But it's just a few days before Scalia was found dead in his bed at that ranch in Texas with no autopsy. Nothing. Just, oh, all done. Nothing to see here. Dead justice. No big deal. All right, we'll finish up on this when we come back. Plus, we'll get to where King Obama wants to go.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. So today's Podesta emails number 6. We're learning that the Clinton campaign may have had contact with super PACs about who they should put on their boards. We're also learning that the Clinton camp has acknowledged. We know that to be true, that Hillary Clinton is the war on women. We know that Bill Clinton was given $1 million from Qatar just as a happy birthday. Happy birthday, pervert Bill. And then this stuff. This stuff with the wet works. It disgusts me. Now, you can't draw the conclusion yet. They talk about wet works, and then 4 days later, Justice Scalia is found dead. There is no, you can't draw the line in the email with his name. But the way he passed away, and the way it was folded up so nice and neat and tucked away very simply afterwards, a lot of people drew some suspicion from this. There was no autopsy or nothing. One of the 9 most powerful people on the planet passes away unexpectedly, and you say, the doctors on TV say, well, he was a little overweight. Well, so am I. Does that mean I can just pass away at 30-something years old, and everyone goes, okay, he's a little overweight. Just a little chubby Italian, no big deal. It's concerning. Does it say Hillary Clinton killed Justice Scalia? No, it doesn't say that. But it's concerning when you know the terminology, where wet works means a murder or an assassination, and just so happens, days later, a justice turns up dead. Concerning is the way I'll put it. We learned about more mainstream media collusion. And we learned about possible classified intelligence sent from Hillary Rodham Clinton to John Podesta on her personal account, to his personal account, which cites Western intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and sources in the region. That sounds pretty classified to me. I didn't see a C, though, in the corner. I didn't see it. But she knows what's classified, right, from being in the State Department so long? All right. This is why FBI agents are coming out anonymously and saying they have no idea why she's still walking around. They all thought she was going to be indicted, and they were taken back. They were surprised by how Comey just folded like a deck of cards. And they're coming out in mass, these anonymous FBI agents. So, all right, real quickly, 10-19, that's next Wednesday, the debate at UNLV hosted by or moderated by Chris Wallace. Again, 90 minutes. There are 6 15-minute topics. All right? The first topic, debt and entitlement. The second topic, immigration. The third topic is economy. The fourth is Supreme Court. The fifth is foreign hotspots like Aleppo. Sixth is fitness to be president. So if you're going to tune in to this debate, you want to come in at that sixth segment because that should be the fun one. Again, 90 minutes, no breaks, and it's going to be the same format as the first debate. So they'll have to chop down Hillary's podium 10 inches or whatever so she doesn't look so short, like she's part of the Lollipop Guild. And again, Chris Wallace, he's from Fox News. He'll be hosting this thing, and he says the best part, it'll be a good debate if no one remembers him. No one remembers him. So, which I agree. I like to forget Chris Wallace too. All right, lastly, last little bit of stuff here. Obama wants to go to Mars. I thought he was already on Mars. He wants to go to Mars and back by the 2030s. And he's going to partner with all these private companies to do it. Maybe that's because you defunded NASA. Maybe if we still had NASA around in the capacity it used to be, we could have gone to Mars a lot sooner. Hey, listen, but my suggestion is if Obama's looking for a co-pilot to go to Mars, maybe he should take Hillary Clinton with him. All right, guys. That's it for today. A lot of information. Hope you had a good time. A huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.